listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Michelle Côté about the upcoming fall exhibition and conference taking place in Bolton Est under the name La Forêt Appalachienne sur toutes ses branches. Thank you so much, Michelle, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you.
Is this the first time this exhibition is taking place? Who organized this exhibition exactly?
Well, it's the Cultural Committee of East Bolton that are supporting that event. I am the one who proposed that thematic last year because we always decide of the next exhibit, okay? Last winter, I proposed that we would educate people and make them aware of the protection of our beautiful Appalachian forest. I organized it, but I'm supported by the cultural committee here. It's great that we have the support of our village to organize that kind of event. So I'm pretty proud. And this year we have an exhibit that will start the 1st October, the 2nd, the 8th, 9th, and 10th in the chapel beside the Mary, okay, the Centre Saint-Patrick. At the exhibit, we have a lot of different stands. So there are some painters, sculptures, there is also some wood carver, organ builder. I have the enterprise Justin Bois that makes fine maple wood utensil and dishes. There is also a traditional herbalist, which is Caroline Ouellette. There is a furniture designer, Simon Jones. There will be the stand for the Appalachian Corridor. We will have a book stand. We also have a carpenter, and it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, so it really highlights artisans that work with our forests here in the area.
We also have all the beautiful picture of Monsieur Chaldillon, which is the official photographer for the Appalachian Corridor. So I think people will have a lot of beautiful things to look at, you know, but at the same time, there is a lot of educating conference. So I think it's a good event.
And why did the organizers decide to coordinate the festival around the idea of our forests here in the area? Before we started this interview, you were mentioning to me various reasons as to why this was your theme for this year.
Well, you know, the Appalachian Forest in the boreal forest is one of the most precious one, if I can say, okay, because of the large biodiversity and because of the mix of the different kind of trees. We have the leaves tree, but we also have the all the family of the pine tree, you know, we have that kind of mix. And it's very important to protect it. It helps to protect life anyway, you know. The goal of all that is to sensibilize people to be aware of being protector of nature, you know. So that is something that is very important for me, you know. For example, when I bought my farm 25 years ago, the first thing I did was to contact the Appalachian Corridor to make the protection of that piece of land, you know. So I left the 2/3 of my land as a natural wild reserve, you know, in private land. I think it's important now to be conscious of that because it's so important for the health of the planet, you know. We have to protect the forest, and I think it's all over the planet anyway. It's not only in Amazonia. It's also important here, too. Huh?
And I know that you're mentioning how you're going to have various artists that will be on site.
Very, very important. We have painters, photographers, creators of art, the different kind of art, sculpture. It's diverse, you know. There is a lot of different things that people will be aware of. And we also, we did an activity with the young children. We asked them why they love the forest, and you will see a nice sculpture done by the kids of the village, and they all wrote why they love forests. Some of them, they love forests because they love the trees. Some other, they love deers. And, you know, it's very charming, that kind of thing. I think it's a family activity. If you come, you will see that everything is there for all the generation. I think we're all human in that forest. We have that privilege. It's a privilege to be living where we're living. We are in one of the most beautiful paradise on earth. So I think it's important that we share that, that we are conscious of that, and that we try to protect that forever.
I wanted to ask you, will people be able to see how artists do their work? Will there be like little demonstrations for people?
It was done during the summer. We have Daniel Haché, who is a sculptor of our village. He did a beautiful sculpture that is already placed in front of the city hall for a month. Daniel did that exhibition in the park this summer. He did the rough of that sculpture during the summer in the park. There will be some live activity with people who wants to bring something that reveal their love of that forest. So for some people are writers, so some people will bring a poem. Another one can bring a picture. Another one can bring a sculpture or a painting or whatever he wants to express the love of our forest, you know. But for the real big exhibition, it was done during July in the park. It's already done.
And you were mentioning how there's going to be conferences taking place as well.
The next conference will occur the 1st of October at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The conference are happening in the park, okay? We have a cafeteria here with the big chapiteau. All the conferences are there. The next conference is Caroline Ouellette. She is a herbalist, and she will explain what she's doing, because she, if I can say, she creates her own potion, you know, with the plants that she pick up in the wood here. So she makes a conference about natural herbal therapy and what she uses actually around Bolton for her potion. After that, the 8th October at 2 o'clock, there will be the two organisms of conservation. The first conference will be done by Madame Tania Vinet. She works for the Corridor Appalachien, and she is the biologist. And she will talk about the climate changing, the effect that it has actually on the forest, and what we can do to try to preserve the most possible. The other conference, it will be done by another biologist. Her name is Cynthia Patry. She works for Conservation de la Nature Canada, Canada Nature Conservation. The conference will focus on the conservation tools available to landowners who want to be agents of change. Come and learn the reasons and the advantage that lead a landowner to make their land a protected area. I'm very aware of the urban extension actually all around in Eastern Township. If you look at Sutton, Magog, Knowlton, Granby, Sherbrooke, Waterloo, you see all the expansion. I think we are the generation that have to do a move in that. When it's all destroyed, it's not the time to do something, you know, it's before.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the artist that you're mentioning before, the sculpture in Volton Est, his sculpture is going to be put up for sale.
When we start the program last May, the day of the election was not proposed already. And now, because of that, the sale of the sculpture will be done in spring. The sculpture will be cracking during the winter, okay? The action of coal, of ice, and all that, Monsieur Haché told us today that he preferred to wait until spring, because probably he will have to seal the crack in spring. It's going to be the time for the selling of that sculpture.
Okay, and I know that when that sculpture is put up for sale, there's a hope that the money that is raised from that sale goes towards a permanent exhibition, if I'm not mistaken.
It's true, it's true. And we would like, you know, we would like to do a sort of culture symposium. Maybe it won't be next summer, but it's one of our projects to be able, maybe in 2 years of this year, to be able to make a sort of even international sculpture symposium. One step at a time, okay? But for sure, half of the money of that auction for that sculpture will be given to our committee, and we keep that money to prepare another event, probably not before 2 years of now. We have that project for sure to help people to continue. It's not easy to be an artist, especially after the COVID. It was a very hard time for every kind of artist. That is our goal.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Michelle, that you think would be important for people to know about the event.
Well, I invite everyone that loves our land and everyone who are conscious that they are very lucky people to live where we live, actually. I invite everyone to come and see that, and to share their love of our land all around. I think we're so lucky, Eastern Townshipers. Taylor, we're very lucky people, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.